Meg Crane clutched the collar of her turquoise cardigan, her knuckles cold beneath her chin. Ever since takeoff, the well-dressed, gray-haired woman beside her in seat 12B had been casting appraising glances in Meg's direction. Was she breaching some sort of airplane etiquette? Transmitting neon messages of first-time flyer anxiety? Maybe the woman was examining the scarlet telltale blotches that were no doubt creeping up her neck. If only she had worn a turtleneck or a scarf. Her shoulder-length ash-blonde curls provided a meager veil. The woman extracted a plum-colored Coach bag from beneath the seat in front of her. "I swear they keep stuffing more rows into these planes," she said. "Flying isn't much fun anymore, is it?" Meg cleared her throat. "It's my first flight." "Really? Well, good for you." Meg supposed she deserved to be patronized. There probably weren't many 46-year-old women who had never been on an airplane before. "Where are you headed?" the woman asked.
"London."
"No kidding. I'm going to London, too. Overnight flight tonight?" Meg nodded. The woman pulled her itinerary from her purse. "Flight 8:35 at 7?
"Yes."
Meg had studied her ticket so frequently she'd memorized it. "How about that? Small world." She tapped a heart-shaped pendant dangling from a gold chain around her neck. "I'm taking a bit of my husband's ashes to scatter in Westminster Abbey." She carried her husband around with her in a necklace? Meg had never heard of such a thing. Was she allowed to scatter ashes like that? Surely there were rules against that, weren't there? The woman leaned toward her in the sort of confidential way normally reserved for friends. "Before my husband died, he made a bucket list. Not of all the things he wanted to do before he kicked the bucket, but of all the places he wanted to be taken after he kicked it. So, ever since he died, I've been traveling all over the world and sprinkling him here and there. The Taj Mahal, the Grand Canyon, Paris, right off the top of the Eiffel Tower. My daughter thinks I'm terribly morbid, but I told her, no. Morbid would mean shutting myself up alone at the house and crying over old photos into a gin and tonic. That would be morbid. And I refuse to be morbid. So this month it's London, and next spring it's the Bolivian rainforest. And then next summer, I'll be heading to Machu Picchu to hike the Inca Trail. My